All right, check this out. This clip may be one of the most egregious displays of incompetence that I have seen come from Congress all year, and that is truly saying a lot, because despite being one of the largest conspiracy theorists out there, Marjorie Taylor Greene has somehow elevated to the top of the GOP and is now the chairwoman of the DOGE Oversight Committee. And just to take a step back, before we even go into these clips, the DOGE Oversight Committee being run by Marjorie Taylor Greene is so incredibly redundant because, first of all, Elon Musk said he wanted transparency with DOGE. There's been no external oversight or transparency, just Elon Musk saying, trust me, bro. But now they finally did create an external oversight committee called the DOGE Oversight Committee, and Marjorie Taylor Greene is the one dictating everything and rewriting the rules in real time and shouting people down. So honestly, before we even get caught up in Marjorie Taylor Greene's distraction, actions, can I point out a few things about Elon Musk and Doge? Number one, we cannot normalize the fact that a billionaire bought his way into the current government. Number two, Doge has not saved anything. They promised they were going to save $2 trillion, but they actually claimed to save $150 billion. But when we dug into the receipts, it was actually more like $50 billion. But then the Doge operation took more than that to run. So it was a net loss for the U.S. government. Just insane. Before we play this clip, let me give you some breaking news. Marjorie Taylor Greene last night declined to challenge Senator John Ossoff in the Georgia Senate race. And to be honest, it's because she knows that she would lose. She backed down before the race even started because Senator John Ossoff is way more liked, way more rational, and she would get embarrassed on the global stage as she does in this clip that I'll play in just 1 second. But this reads, U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said Friday she won't challenge Democratic Senator John Ossoff of Georgia in next year's midterms, delivering relief for some Republicans who worry she's too divisive to win. Wait, no, run it back. Maybe she should run. That would be hilarious, but she's scared. Genuinely, she is scared of running against Senator Ossoff. Let me play this clip in 1 second, but I went on Fox DC the other day to talk about the difference between competence and loyalty. I think this clip is important, and drop a like if you like my Fox News hits. But I think that's a mistake. For example, Pete Hegseth is loyal to Trump. Sure, he's charismatic on camera, but is he a good leader? Is he a good top-down leader of an organization? And this just brings me back to the librarian that was fired. I don't like seeing civil servants fired and removed en masse just for ideology.
Hmm. Yeah, it appears as if you are not in line with the president, well, he will quickly show you the exit door. President Trump, well, perhaps you know this name. I'm referring to none other than Jeanine Pirro. Why am I mentioning her? Because she is now the interim U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C. The 73-year-old is a former New York prosecutor and current Fox News co-host of The Five. She's replacing Ed Martin, who faced bipartisan concerns. Republican senators, actually, one of which said, you know what, not going to vote for him. Well, he said he would not support him due to his views in support of the January 6th rioters. Interesting that she gets the job. What do you say, Adam?
Incredibly interesting. Honestly, it perfectly builds on the back of the point that I was just making, almost too perfectly, because I talked about Pete Hegseth, who was plucked straight off of Fox News, and they prioritized his loyalty and his charisma over competence. Same thing with Jeanine Pirro, plucked straight off of Fox News, and is now in a position where she'll be overseeing January 6th cases, overseeing cases that have to do with members of Congress. It's a perfect example of consolidation of power. And listen, a lot of Trump supporters would say in a response, of course the president will put loyal people around him in Washington, which, yes, that's fine, but there also needs to exist checks and balances in a republic or in a democracy. And those are our courts, our law firms, our universities. And Trump has attacked our courts, our law firms, our universities. So it's a little bit scary when those checks and balances are being eroded. And that's our point.
All right, let's take our views to overseas. In this case, we're talking about India and Pakistan, the crisis that's currently unfolding right before our very eyes. Which leads me to this. Why isn't Trump leading an emergency effort to ease that crisis? He stated, quote, "It's a shame. I just hope it ends quickly," unquote. Now, many have speculated, Adam, that Trump isn't well-versed with regard to that region. In years past, America would immediately play the mediator. What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly tragic, first of all, that there's a war breaking out. This would have never happened if Trump were president. No, I'm joking. But Trump, I think, doesn't want to bring attention to this war. He's trying to stay away from it because if he tweets about it or talks about it, it brings attention. And he ran on no new wars. On these wars wouldn't have started if I were the president. So again, the war is absolutely tragic. Of course, Trump isn't well-versed in this war. I've been wondering for a while why his take on Ukraine and Russia is so rudimentary and sort of pro-Russia. And I just come to the conclusion that it's because he has the understanding of the Russia-Ukraine war that, like, my QAnon friend from high school has of the Russia-Ukraine war. He doesn't know what's happening, and he needs to stay the hell out. It's a shame that he's in a huge position of power.
All right. Well, when it comes to all things Gen Z, we come to you. In this case, I'm making reference to the leftward shift of Gen Z women, one of the most dramatic political trends happening right now, Adam. Polling data from Gallup found that 40% of young women aged 18 to 29 self-describe as liberal compared to 28% of the same demographic at the beginning of the century. So what's causing all of this?
You know, it's interesting because there's a lot of polarization going on. So while Gen Z women are trending liberal, Gen Z men are trending to the right. There are a few different reasons for this. Number one, I think that around COVID, a lot of young people had a bubble put around them. Like you put a bubble around you. Literally, we weren't going out much, weren't socializing much. School was out, and we got sucked up in these algorithms. And you have to make an intentional effort to remove this bubble from around you and socialize more. So young men are becoming increasingly lonely. And because of that, they're getting sucked down these algorithmic pipelines. Think of a pipeline like every young male has dating issues, right? So when you look up dating issues, or when you look up advice for that, you inevitably go to Andrew Tate. But what if you don't even date and you just do working out stuff? If you work out all the time, inevitably you're going to lead to RFK Jr. So these pipelines are incredibly powerful. And when it comes to women, I think they're seeing what's happening with men. And it may be an opposite response, you know, pushing more liberal values. To be honest, I can speak way stronger on the issue of men moving to the right.
Yeah.
Women moving to the left is something that I should think about more.
Well, I got to tell you, with regard to teens having dating issues, I'm far from a teen, and I still have issues. That's just between you and I. We'll move on with Gen Zers.
And everyone watching. Make sure you drop some blue hearts in the comment section if you appreciate my Fox 5 DC hits. Now let's jump over to this clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene that is going viral. So during the GOP Oversight Committee, she pulls out a picture. In fact, she makes sure the picture is blown up full screen, but this picture was doctored. She subpoenaed someone, then showed a fake image of them, then tried to double down and control the situation. This is so egregious, and I'm glad she's not running again.
Here displayed behind me is the post that Mr. LaFelt put up. Mr. LaFelt came in here today saying that this is game day. You're right, Mr. LaFelt. This is game day.
One moment. A point of order, please, Madam
you're not,
Chair.
You're not. Okay,
Madam Chair, I have a point of order. The document that you have up behind you is a misrepresentation of the actual post. It appears that you're trying to misrepresent a witness here who you use subpoena powers against.
This is not, Ms. Stansbury, this is not a point of order.
The actual picture.
Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. Ms. Stansbury, you are not recognized.
Madam Chairwoman,
this is not a point of order. Ms. Stansbury, this is not a point of order.
What this committee does, you are misrepresenting the witnesses, you are misrepresenting policy, you are misrepresenting.
Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. You're not recognized. That's not a point of order.
I can't lie. Stansbury absolutely cooked Marjorie Taylor Greene. She says, you don't care about the truth. You're misrepresenting everything on this panel. And honestly, Marjorie Taylor Greene threw almost a temper tantrum there. Literally, it sounded like she was throwing a temper tantrum. She was like banging on the desk, like, stop it. Please don't expose
me. Not recognized. Ms. Stansbury, you're not recognized. Ms. Stansbury, you are not recognized.
This is a grown-ass woman, by the way, who somehow ran a campaign good enough to... I mean, this is more indicative of the people who voted for her in Rome, Georgia, or the people around Rome, Georgia. No offense, I've been to Rome, Georgia a lot. But man, Marjorie Taylor Greene is incredibly incompetent. And how is this somebody who is in Congress? It is insane. And let me point out one more time, she is one of the largest conspiracy theories in Congress with such a big platform. And of course, naturally, the GOP decides to elevate her even further after she spread conspiracy theories about the Sandy Hook shooting, about the Parkland school shootings, calling them false flags. After she said that all the campfires or the fires in California were from Jewish space lasers. She said something to that effect. She thinks that COVID-19 is a manufactured plague. And she's claimed that Nancy Pelosi was guilty of treason, which is a crime punishable by death, and then never explained what Nancy Pelosi actually did. that she thinks that Nancy Pelosi insider traded, which would be terrible if it's true, but Marjorie Taylor Greene has done the same thing. Marjorie Taylor Greene, off the back of the Liberation Day hype, decided to buy a bunch of stocks. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is honestly no better than Nancy Pelosi in that regard, and I'll leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe if you appreciate these videos. You can become a member below. It helps the channel a lot. I love all of you. See you in the next one. Peace out.
President Trump abruptly firing the Librarian of Congress. But wait, there's more. The administration also rolling out new plans to upgrade the nation's air traffic control system. Joining us to discuss this and so much more, hey, our guy is back, Gen Z influencer Adam Mockler, joining us right here on the Live Zone. It's been some time, Adam. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me. Can I also say Happy Mother's Day to Linda?
Oh, but of course you can. And can I say hi to your mom, too? Hi, Mom. Thanks
Absolutely.
For giving us Adam.
I'll show her this.
No doubt. Let's jump into it. President Trump closing his first trade deal since launching that tariff war. The deal set to revamp Americans' economic relationship with the U.K. The president says this will reduce tariffs to 10% on auto imports and eliminate them for steel and aluminum imports. Was this what we were waiting for, Adam?